A recent study by the Health Foundation found that more and more workers in the UK are having health problems that make it difficult for them to do their jobs. The study showed that 12% of people who are currently employed, which is about 3.7 million people, have a condition that limits their ability to work. This is an increase from 8.5% 10 years ago, which means that 1.4 million more people are affected. It's important to note that young workers, between the ages of 16 and 34, are experiencing health issues at similar levels to middle-aged people 10 years ago. The most common causes of these work-limiting conditions are chronic illnesses like heart disease, mental health problems, and joint and bone issues. The Health Foundation, a charity that focuses on improving health and care, is worried about how big of a problem this is and has put together a group of experts to look into it further. They say that while a lot of attention has been given to people who can't work because of poor health, this study shows that there are a lot of people with work-limiting illnesses who are still employed. The think tank says that the government and employers need to do more to support these workers and help them get healthier. The study also found that women and people who live in poor areas are more likely to have work-limiting conditions. On average, they earn 15% less than people who are healthier. Dr. Jennifer Dixon, the CEO of the Health Foundation, says that poor health has a big impact on individuals, families, and the whole country. It not only makes people less productive and hurts the economy, but it also puts a lot of strain on public services and employers. The exact reasons for the increase in work-limiting conditions are not clear, but things like better reporting of mental health problems, longer waits for treatment, and the effects of the pandemic are likely factors. The study used data from the Labour Force Survey, which has recently stopped because fewer people are taking part. However, the Health Foundation believes that the data they used is still accurate. The Department of Work and Pensions has announced a plan to help people with health problems find and keep jobs, which includes more support for employment and health.